Book of Acts, chapter 1:8.
只有一节而已哈，所以我们来攻读啊。
Let's read together.
同声来攻，预备，请。但圣灵降临在你们身上，直到地极，做我的见证。好，这次武汉肺炎，也就是说新型冠状病毒的传播，不但已经蔓延全国啊，许多地区被封城，甚至全世界都有传出疫情。
So the coronavirus, which is originated in Wuhan, China, has already spread all over the country. Many regions were under quarantines. Not only in China, we have heard about the same disease that have been found all over the world.
那这造成呢，不但是所有世人的恐慌啊，据说它影响范围之大，不仅在医疗上，还包括经济、民生、观光、交通、军事、政治、外交等等层面。
So it caused a great panic. It's affected not only the everyday life, but also transportation, military, policies, foreign politics, and also tourism.
这造成的影响呢，是远远超过我们所能够想象的，可以说是一件这世纪最大的一个灾难。
The devastation is more than what we have imagined. It's a pandemic.
那我相信我们在座每一位每天都可以从手机啊或者电脑荧幕找到这方面太多太多的消息。
So I believe everyone we can read a lot about those news.
其中也包括揭发人性一些丑陋面。
And some of them are exposing the ugly side of human nature.
譬如说囤积这些口罩、哄抬物价、赚国难财。
Such as bulk purchasing the masks and raise the price to take advantage of the people's desperation.
还有不孝的这个官员私吞民间的捐款。
And also some government officials stealing donations.
还有政府派解放军以暴力去强行进入民宅来抓人来隔离。
And also, some places are sending military personnel into people's houses, forcing them into quarantine.
甚至在民间，有些居民发现有武汉人或是湖北人过来，他看车牌是二哈，是武汉，是湖北，就包围起来，把这个人抓来围殴，来发泄情绪。
And also, in some regions, when people seeing people come from Wuhan.And those people were dragged out and beaten.
这些无辜的武汉人到底做错什么？招谁惹谁了
？So those innocent people, they did nothing wrong.
所以我们看在整个湖北省现在都对武汉人很害怕。
So they're all fear and hate people from Wuhan right now.
整个中国都对湖北人很害怕。
And also the whole China are fearful.
整个世界呢都对中国人很害怕。
And the whole world is afraid of Chinese
people. 然后在美国呢，在各地呢，是对所有的亚洲人都很害怕。
And also in America, everybody is afraid of Asian people. They're Asian people.
你看我们有很多时候把一些焦点放在负面的报道上面，这是不公平的。
Of course, sometimes we shouldn't focus only on the negative side.
因为我相信我们也会发现人性善良的一面。
And also there's so many loving and kindness.
除了发起爱心捐款啊，物资源源不断，还有一些的啊难以估计的医疗团队自愿涌进啊这些这个灾区来支援。
Such as their endless donations were sending to the needed area, and countless medical personnel and teams volunteer to the affected area.
我们发现，在美国的这个医疗志愿队伍去，他们出发前一起祷告那个视频，可能大家都看过了。
And also, we have American doctors and teams going to China to support them too. And I think we probably have watched the videos of them praying before departing.
来自全世界各地这些。不顾自己生命安危，愿意自愿去到那些灾区去服务的令人感动的小故事，我相信我们都看了很多。
And also, I think we know many of those stories about people from all over the world ignoring their own safety, serving the people in need.
我相信你们跟我一样，我每次读到这些故事都非常的感动。 我们也相信我们应当多多的传播这些正能量的东西，才来带才能够带来社会的和谐，是不是呢？
Also believe that all this positive loving and kindness needs to be reported more.
那身为基督徒的我们，我们要知道传扬福音，为主做见证，这不仅是传播正能量，这更是一件解救人类不致灭亡的唯一解药。
So as Christians, to spread the gospel, to be God's witness is the only medicine to save people from the sin and death.
特别是耶稣他复活升天之前，明明的交代门徒，这个以及普世的教会，要往普天下去传福音。
Especially Jesus commanded us to be His witness to the end of the earth before He was taken into heaven.
但是，请问我们有真正去为主做见证、传福音的这个实际动作吗
？So I want to ask you, are we doing it?
当然，我们相信很多人有。
Of course, I believe many of us are doing.
过去也是有人有，所以今天我们才有在这里设立华人教会。
And also, in the past, otherwise our church won't be here.
但是对于我们而言，我们也在思想一件事，好像我们渐渐遗忘这个重要的吩咐。
But sometimes it seems like we are slowly forgetting about this command.
其实我发现真正的原因呢，并不是我们不愿去接受主的吩咐，拒绝神的托付，而是我们发现好像我们灵里软弱无力，怎么能够为主做见证呢？
But sometimes the real reason is we are weak in spirit. How can we witness for him?
因此我们要从今天所读的经文来一起思考做主见证对我们的重要意义。
So that's why through today's scripture study we're going to rethink how important it is to be God's witness.
以及我们应该如何来做主的见证。
And how to testify.
于是我们就能够亲自经历从神那里得力，并且可以来真正为主做见证。
And how to regain strength.
好，第一个是做主见证的意义。
So the first point is the meaning of witnessing for the.
好，我们再来读今天的经文，再读一次。希望我们读了几次之后把它背起来哈。预备，请。但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极做。我的见证。好，有三方面的意义。第一个意义呢是领受使命。
So the first is we need to receive the mission.
好，我们过去常常对理解做主见证的意思呢，有一点偏差，好像以为这是就是宣传嘛，打寡广告啊。
So in the past, sometimes we mistakenly think witnessing for God is just like an advertisement.
例如你在当地吃了一间非常好吃的餐馆，或者是你用了一款很棒的产品，那你会怎么做？你遇到人你就会遇到机会，就向人家推荐。
So it feels like when we treat it the same way, like we like a good restaurant or a product. So every time we have a chance, we'll tell people about it.
你们会不会做这个事？会啦哈。好东西要跟怎么分享，我们都会做这样的事情。那我们就想以为传福音这个好像我们自己经历主恩的滋味那么棒，所以我们也跟大家来分享，只要有机会我们就讲，没有机会就算了。
So in the same way, like when we receive the gospel, we think we need to tell people about it whenever we have a chance.
所以当我们听到哪一间餐馆好，我们就会跟喜欢跟那些想吃东西的就跟他推荐。
So whenever we know a good restaurant, in the same way we tell other people this place is great.
我们看到很棒的产品哈，可比如说护肤的这件，你一定会找女士们，不会找男生来讲嘛。
Well, sometimes we see a very good skincare product, we'll tell the girls about it.
那我们传福音就说，你对信仰有兴趣啊，我就。来告诉你，顺便告诉你，如果没兴趣就算了。
And sometimes they say, "Are you interested in spiritual things? If you're interested, I'm telling you about Jesus. If not, then forget about it."
那如果我们是这样态度的话，会发现其实你永远找不到传福音的机会。
So if that's the case, I don't think we'll never find a perfect opportunity.
当时耶稣的门徒对这句话的理解并不是这样。
So at that time, Jesus' disciple they understand the meaning of.
他们不是在工作之余啊找机会或顺便向人来打广告啊，说信耶稣很好。
So they don't preach people the good news whenever they have time.
而是他们领受一项很神圣的使命，去做主的见证人。
But they receive as a command, a mission to be God's witness.
在这一句经我们刚刚所读的，要去做主的见证，其实翻译我们可以翻译成做主的见证人。
So here they say, to be witness, to God, can be translated as to be his witness.
这个见证人的原文啊 ，martyrs， 这个是翻译可以成为殉道者的意思。
And also it can mean martyrs.
意思就是说我就算为此赴汤蹈火哈，为主殉道都在所不惜，不会后悔。
So it means, they will preach the gospel even in danger.
果然，我们看见这些使徒时代教会就这样被建立了，而这些领受使命去做主的见证人或是殉道者的人，他们根本不惧怕死亡的威胁。
So that we can see during the old time, all the churches being established, and also the apostles are fiercely preaching the gospel.
就是因为他们这样的看重这神圣的使命，于是教会就被建立起来。
Because they understand that's a God-given mission.
在今天我们每一次听到有报道关于医护人员为了救治病人不幸感染而丧命的消息，我相信你我都一样心情非常沉痛。
So I believe when we heard about the doctors died saving others, and we all feel really sad.
就像过去 SARS 造成的一样，也很多的这个过世的都是医护人员。
And also like the past, remember when SARS, and then there are so many people died from it are doctors.
那这是他们的使命，就是要救助这些病人。
That's their mission. Their mission is to save people.
最近有一个叫何辉的一个武汉人。
And then now I heard there's Wuhan local, his name is He Hui.
他自愿去疫区负责开车接送这些医护人员。
And he volunteered to the affected areas to drive doctors around.
虽然他不是医护人员，可是他自愿要去开车，他总会吧，所以接送这些医护人员。
However, he himself is not a doctor, but he can drive them around.
但是他的家人一听到，哎呀，你最好不要去嘛，所以他就劝他不要去，不要去。
And his family is trying to persuade him not going.
结果他说了一句话，他说有一份力量就出一份力量。
But he said, if I have something to give, then I will give.
没想到这句话就成为他的遗言。
And now knowing that word will be his last words to his family.
后来他不幸也被感染了。
And unfortunately, he was infected too.
过了不到一个月，他就离开世界了。
Passed away in about a month.
那我们想想，我们基督徒对拯救这些沉沦灭亡的世界，我们的态度是什么
？And think about as Christians, what our attitude towards saving the sinful and dying world.
除非你也将做主见证看成是一种神圣的使命，甚至愿意去领受，甚至愿意去殉道，否则就算你为主就见证。你做出来的见证也不一定是神所期待的哦。
If you don't have a mission-oriented attitude, even if you witness for God, it might not be what He expected.
所以第一个意义是要领受使命。
So the first point is we need to receive.
第二个呢是要高举基督。
And the second one is glorifying Christ.
好，可是今天很多时候我们做主见证，我们不明白。怎么叫做 高举基督的重要
？So today we sometimes do not understand what is to lift Jesus high.
例如我们今天有很多人信主之后，果然我们经历生命更新大大改变，也很乐意为主做见证，分享福音的好处。
And for example, there are some people they did experience life changing after believing Christ, and they're willing to testify.
那是怎么做见证呢
？But how?Did they testify?
他们就讲说，今天我之所以信主，你看我的生命大大改变，就是因为某某弟兄、某某姐妹，甚至某某牧师带领我，让我能够信主。
But they would say, they would often mention, so and so brothers and sisters or pastors, and they have shown me compassion and lead me to Christ.
我是因为他们的爱心的行动让我感动，我才愿意信主。
And their love and kindness moved me, so I put my faith in Christ.
要不是因为他们，就没有今天的我。
Without them, I won't be here.
这句话有没有错？他讲的这些症状有没有错？
So is there anything wrong about it?
啊，不理我，没有错嘛，他讲的都是事实嘛。但是我们今天也常常做这样的见证，或是听到这类的见证，甚至习以为常了，不是吗？
So we often heard such testimonies, and also it's we don't pay too much attention thinking about it.
我不是说他们在说谎啊，不要误会，他们说的都是真实。
So I wasn't saying they're lying. Everything.
他们所看见的这些感人的见证都是真实的。
And then what their testimony is all truthful.
他信主之后生命的改变也都是真实的。
And then their life changing. It's true too.
不过这个见证有点奇怪，是他们似乎都在高举人的嫌疑，或是在做别人的见证。
But it feels like they are lifting people high, testify for people.
这不是在高举基督哦。
This is not lifting Jesus high.
另外，我们也常常听过这样的见证。他说：“我过去如何的穷苦潦倒啊，无路可走。”甚至得了不治之症啊，找不到工作等等等等。但是我信了耶稣之后，或者我祷告之后，整个就完全改变了。
And also sometimes I heard people testify saying how poor they used to be and there's no way out, or being diagnosed with incurable disease. But after praying, their life has changed.
我信主之后，你看我身体的疾病得到痊愈了。
And then the disease was gone.
我的毕业论文通过了。
And I passed the final exam.
我的工作顺利找到了。
And I found a job.
啊，我的困难被解决了。
And all the difficulties, the problems have been solved.
哇，信主真的是给我带来很多的好处。
So it's so wonderful to believe in Jesus.
当然我相信他们讲的这些都是事实。
Of course, I believe what they're telling it's truthful.
但是整个内容都环绕在我怎么样，我怎么样，做自我中心，做自己的见证啊。
The whole testimony is all about me and myself.
他现在已经不一样了，因为信耶稣之后给他带来多少多少的好处。
And then it's also telling about what they have gained.
但是圣经告诉我们，做主的见证乃是要高举基督。
But to witness for God is to lift God high.
是要宣讲他的救恩如何借着十字架来成就。
To proclaim the power of the cross,
并且我们如何经历基督在我们生命中的改变，
and the experience of the work of God,
而将荣耀都归给他，
and all glories be to God.
正如使徒保罗他在对哥林多教会传福音的时候，他要我们，他乃是单单高举基督做基督的见证。
Just like Paul said in Corinthians church.
在哥林多前书二章二节，他这样说。
First Corinthians 2:2.
我们一起来读好不好？预备，请。因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他定十字架。他有很多的才干学识，他也有个人亲身的经历跟主的经历，但是他却说他只不知道别的，只知道什么？耶稣基督并他定十字架，这就是高举基督。
So he has his own talent, his own knowledge, but here she said, I resolve nothing.
最后一个意义是要与主同行。
So the third one is walk with the Lord.
做主见证象征与主同行，这是权柄啊。
So to witness for God is to walk with God. It's an authority.
我们可能没有看过古代的人，不过我们常看一些古剧哈，这个古代皇帝传递皇帝圣旨的人身上是带着什么权柄啊？
So just like we watch some A TV show about old times, like the messenger who carries the emperor's order.
那圣旨驾到，那听到的人要怎么样？啊？所以今天没有人在做这个了，但是当时是哇，就如同皇帝亲临一样啊。
So when they arrive, all people are kneeling down in front of the messenger.
皇帝的使者来了，说圣旨驾到，一喊大家都跪下，为什么？因为这个人就带着权柄。
Why they're doing so? Because the messenger has authority.
那今天我们做基督徒，其实我们也是使者，是基督的使者。
As Christians today, we are Jesus' messenger.
那我们也带着基督所赋予我们的权柄。
And we have His authority.
当我们所到为主做见证之处，无论到哪里，在耶路撒冷也好，犹大全地也好，撒玛利亚直到地也好，任何一个角落都有主与我们同行。
So today, no matter where we are, the Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, Jesus is with us.
就带着神的权柄。
So we have His authority and His power.
所以与神同行表示有神的同在之宝贵的应许。
So to walk with God is to have His promise and His protection.
也有神的保护与保守。
And also with His protection.
尤其耶稣颁布大使命的时候，他这样吩咐。
As Jesus gave the Great Commission, he said.
我们都知道马太福音28:19-20，我们非常熟悉的。
We all know Matthew chapter 8:28.
我们一起来共读，好不好？预备，预备，请。所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们吃。凡我收吩咐，都就是他们遵守，我就常与你同在，直到世界的末了。当我们出去为主做见的时候，不要忘记一个很重要的吩咐，就是主要与我们同在。
So when we're going out to witness for God, don't forget one thing very important that God is with us.
也就是不要忘记与主同行这个宝贵的应许。
And also don't forget walk with the Lord.
好，那除了我们也应该明白做主见证的意义，我们也要知道。在怎么样的场合来做主见证
？So other than knowing the meaning, and we also need to know what kind of occasion we need to witness for him.
好，让我们再读一次今天的经文，预备，
Let's read scripture
请。
Again.
但圣灵在你们身上，你们必要必得的这里，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。所以第一个很明显就在本地，就是同文化，有耶路撒冷、犹太全地。
So the first location is local, same culture.
以我们中国来讲，就好像首府北京，然后再延伸至全中国，这些都是同文化。
For example, in China, we start from Beijing and then spread out.
同文化的宣教最容易做，因为这跟我们的生活习性、文化、语言、认知相同。
So it's easiest one because we have the same life, same language, and similar mindset.
除了沟通方便，也较能够引起共鸣。
And it's not only easy to communicate with each other, but also it's easy to find a common ground.
而我们教会虽然在北美，但是如果在当地做华人事工，这也是属于本地的同文化宣教。
So however our church is in North America, but our focus is on Chinese community.
我们常有一种错误的观念，以为宣教一定是要到外地去，去做短宣啊、长宣啊，然后在本地呢就不叫宣教，本地就叫传福音，不属宣教的范围。
So we often mistakenly think that mission is to go somewhere far, and the local preaching would just say spread the good news.
其实，在圣经的角度的原则都是一样的，因为宣教的进展是由内而外。由近而远，说从本地做起，然后再扩及更远的范围。
So, but here through the scripture, we understand the mission is it's the same mission. It's from near to far, from within to out.
那重点是，假如我们连本地同文化宣教这个最简单的我们都做不好，那你想我们有可能拓展到世界各地吗
？But just think about it.If we can't even preach the gospel to our surrounding local areas, how can we carry it to the end of the earth?
如果连容易的我们都做不来，那我们怎么能够挑战那困难的呢
？If we can't even do the easy thing, how can we challenge the complicated?
因此，我们每个人都应该开始参与在同文化的福音宣教工作。
So we all need to start within our own culture.
就从我们的华人社区开始。
From our own Chinese community,
来操练如何勇敢的去做主的见证。
And practice how to witness for God.
好，那第二，接下来就是向邻邦，也就是近文化。
And second one is, the neighboring area is a similar culture.
撒玛利亚对于当时的以色列民而言呢，并非他们犹太人所认同的。
So Samaritans to the Israelites.Are not someone they wanted to associate with.
他们有一些历史的一些渊源
They have some history behind it.
造成百姓之间彼此不联系往来
And causing those two group of people don't have any contact with each other.
原本撒玛利亚是属于以色列境内的土地
Samaria used to belong within the Israel region.
但是在被掳时期呢，他们与异族通婚。
But since they married outside the tribes.
所以他们生下的后代呢，他们就认为这些人是所用现在的话就叫杂种。
So that's why they were considered as Gentiles.
所以到了耶稣的时代呢，这些以色列人就轻看这些他们眼中所谓的不传统的这些撒玛利亚人。
So that's during that time the Israelites looked down on the Samaritans.
他根本不屑跟他们往来，甚至要如果要经过他们的时候，他宁愿绕道而行，都不愿跟他们有任何的交往。
So they don't want to have any association with them. Even when they see Samaritans, they would walk around them.
但这时候耶稣却特意指明要向这些他们所讨厌的撒玛利亚人传福音。
But here Jesus commanded them to bring the gospel to Samaria.
在今天对我们而言，同样我们也有向近文化传福音的责任，尤其是那一些我们所讨厌的对象。
And also, today we have the same responsibility to carry the gospel to the surrounding areas.
亚洲人应该都算我们的近文化啊，例如马来西亚、菲律宾、缅甸、寮国、印尼、泰国、越南等等。
So we could say Asians, we have close, similar culture like Malaysia, Philippines, Cambodia, and Thailand.
我发现最近在美国。住在美国的这些日本人、这些韩国人呢，很可怜。
So I found out those, the Chinese and no, the Japanese and the Korean are suffer quite a bit lately.
他们在公共场所的时候呢，稍微咳嗽一下，附近周围的目光都集中在他身上，他就马上觉得我不是 Chinese， 我不是 Chinese， 不是中国人。
So even when they have a little cough in public, all the eyes are on them. They have to explain they're not Chinese.
我生怕被怀疑染上这波的病毒。
So they're just have under suspicion of having this coronavirus.
所以这段期间，这些亚洲人一定很痛恨这中国人。
So all the Asians must be like not very happy with the Chinese.
不过我相信我们身为华人哈，对日本也没有什么好印象。
But also, I think as Chinese, we probably don't have a good relationship with the Japanese people.
尤其当年啊，侵略中国的伤痛啊，还有统治台湾啊等等这些。这个伤害也至今仍未抚平。
Because there's some old Chinese invasion history still make many Chinese people have strong feelings about it.
所以要去向日本传福音很不容易。
So it's not easy for us to go to Japan.
不过我却认识一些到日本宣教的华人宣教士啊，主要是来自台湾的。
But I do know a lot of Chinese missionaries in Japan, many of them from Taiwan.
那我们再看看韩国教会是怎么样对待中国人。
And let's look at the Korean churches.
那同样是近文化，但是韩国教会竟差派全世界最多的宣教士到各处去传福音。
And then we have similar culture, but the Korean church has sent the most missionaries to all over the world.
听说。他们所派到中国的宣教士就有好几万人。
And then, I have heard there are tens of thousands missionaries in China that's from Korea.
他们目标是要有10万名宣教士在中国。
And their goal is to send 100,000 missionaries to China.
他们能够讲一口流利的华语。
And they all can speak fluent Chinese.
他把自己的精力时间都花在向华人宣教，你能不感动吗？
And then their whole mission is to preach the gospel to the Chinese community.
但很可惜的是，因为国内政策改变，这些人全部都被赶回去了。
But unfortunately, due to some policy changes, many of them has been driven out.
即便如此，我相信这些韩国宣教士将来如果找到机会，他们一定会再返回中国的。
But I believe as long as there's an opportunity, they will be back.
我在到青岛去服事的时候，附近很多的这些韩国教会也好，韩国宣教士、韩国办的神学院到青岛，全部都被撤离了。
So when I was in Qingdao, and there are so many churches and organizations that's established by the Korean churches.Were all being closed down.
但是虽然我没有机会跟他们来代表感谢他们对我们的帮，但是我相信他们在等待机会，还要再过来。
And we have an opportunity to show our gratitude towards them, but I do believe when there is an opportunity, they will be back.
请不要忘记，像净文化宣教的责任，不只是韩国教会的责任，也是所有华人教会的责任。
And don't forget to preach to the similar cultures, not only the responsibility of Korean churches, but also all our Asian churches.
最后一个是道地级，也是异文化。
And also, the last one is to the ends of the earth.
直到地极，请问是地的极，是南极还是北极？
To the ends of the earth. So what does it mean? Is it North Pole or South Pole?
其实地球我们都知道是圆的嘛。
那
地极的另外一边，其实又绕回来了。哎，就是，所以地极呢，并不是说一个有一个极端就到那个地方了。
So that doesn't mean there is an end of the earth. It's a globe.
也就是说，地极不是地球的某一个地方，而是象征全世界的每一个角落。
So the end of the earth is not a specific region. It means every part of the earth.
这是充满挑战的，但是也是充满祝福的。
It's full of challenges and also blessings.
这是更有意义的。
And it's very meaningful.
在世界各地做跨文化宣教，到异地异他乡传福音，非常不容易。
So the missionaries that are preaching the gospel in another country are the ones who are carrying out this mission, and it's very difficult for them.
但这是因为他们要回应神要我们把福音传到地极的托付，所以愿意冒着生命的危险，克服艰难的环境，适应不同的文化，克服语言的障碍。这种辛苦不是一般人能够理解的。
So they are carrying out this mission, and because of the difficult, different culture, different language barrier, and even dangerous situations, it's really difficult for them.
我们在座有很多是第一代来到从中国或是从各地来到美国，然后学习英文，适应这个文化，我觉得好难，好难，好辛苦。
So many of us are here as a first generation American immigrants, and we all experience how difficult it is to learn a different language.
但是你来的时候，请问你是为谁的好处？是为自己的好处嘛？来美国是为了让自己将来生活得更好，所以你再怎么样，你也要学这个语言，你要克服过去。
But think about the reason why you come over here is for your own benefit. That's why you have to learn the language.
但是我们想看那些宣教士，他来到我们的地方是为谁的好处？不是为他的好处啊，是为当地人的好处。
But think about all these missionaries. Their goal is to benefit the local people.
1807年，第一位基督教宣教士马里逊，他到中国宣教。
So in 1807, a first missionary to China, his name is Morrison.
当时规定他不能从英国直接到中国，所以他就先想办法跑到纽约去，然后再坐船三个月，坐商船哦，不是客人，商船哦，然后三个月慢慢开，最后终于到澳门，到外海，这个中国外海。
So at that time, he was not able to go to China directly from England. So he circled around to New York and then get on a cargo ship and travel 3 months to China.
我们很多人从中国来，要坐那个豪华舱啊，还不坐经济舱，豪华舱十几个小时啊，下飞机的时候还腰酸背痛啊，很累很累啊，不舒服。你想看看他是坐三个月啊，然后坐商船，可能连睡觉的地方没有，这样忍耐，然后来到中国。
Just think about the traveling. Nowadays, we ignore the economy class, even get on the business class, 10 hours traveling. We still complain about how tiring it is. But think about him, 3 months on a cargo ship.
然后呢，他到这个中国外海的时候，看着那一块地，他就想说，哎呀，我。那个船长就在笑这个年轻小伙子，他说：“你这个小伙子，你怎么可以改变一个顽固的中国呢？”
So when they arrived, the captain talked to him and laughed at him, saying, "How a young people like you can change the mind of those Chinese people?"
回家吧，不要浪费你的生命啊，没有用的。
You just go home and don't waste your time here.
结果马里逊讲了一句非常重要的名言，我想我们今天都很多人都还知道。他说：“没错，我不能。” 但是神能。
He said, "True, I cannot change the mind of those people, but God can."
然而他刚刚到中国的时候，他一句英文、一中文都不会，当时也没有字典，中英字典可以没有办法自学。
So when he just arrived, he didn't speak a word of Chinese, and also there were no dictionaries.
甚至当时的清廷，他严禁中国人向外国人教中文，违者要砍头的，死刑要砍头的。
And also at the time, local people are not allowed to teach foreigners Chinese.
你想看他在那种艰困的环境哈，我们现在多方便，学英文多方便，手机都有啊，字典一大堆，到处都是这补习班什么什么，我们都还不学。他当时是没得学，要偷偷学的。
So compared to us, we have all kinds of schools and facilities and translators on our cell phone. But him, he has nowhere to go to.
最后他编列了世界第一本中英文字典。
But he edited the first Chinese English dictionary.
他翻译了世界第一本中文圣经。
And also he translated the first Chinese Bible.
他很多伟大的贡献。
And other,
这就由于他当时对传福音直到地极的坚持，才能够造成今天中国福音果实后来的便利。
That's because of his faith and his commitment of carrying the gospel to the ends of the earth, so that we can enjoy the fruit of his labor.
Yeah, 所以我所谓的前人种树怎么样？乘凉。
That's why as Chinese saying we say the former plant the tree and the latter enjoy its fruit.
以至于后来有很多的像戴德生他们都之后再进去福音就开始拓展到内陆，还有今天我们教会中国华人教会的这个兴旺。
So and today we can see there are all the missionaries starting to go into China and also our church is part of it too.
今天对你我而言传福音直到地极的托付仍然存在。
So today this commission it still
stands. 但最重要最重要是我们用什么态度来回应直到地极的托付。
But the important thing is what kind of attitude do we have?
好，最后一方面是做主见证的方式，我们要怎么做呢？
So the last one is how to witness for the Lord.
三方面，好，第一个是要祷告等候。
So the first one is we need to pray and wait.
在第一章八节，但是在一章四节，耶稣就告诉他们，他说你要先等候，不要乱跑，先等候。
That's Jesus told them.Wait, and you will receive the power.
为什么耶稣不叫门徒抓紧时间赶快传福音呢？就叫他们等候。
Why didn't tell his disciples to hurry up, but to wait?
这听起来好像上帝是个老人家哈，然后动作缓慢，所以要让他等他，等他。
So is this God slow in action?
其实我们都知道，等候就是祷告。
So we all know to wait is to pray.
祷告乃是神给人机会，能够参与在神完成神伟大的事工当中。
So through prayer, God will give us opportunity.
神是无所不能的，但要靠我们祷告才会成就吗？
So God is all knowing, all powerful. Why we have to pray?
神要我们有机会参与在神的计划的成就当中。
But it's because God wants us to be part of His plan.
而宣教事工更是如此。
And also missionary trips is also
当年耶稣亲自告诉门徒说，要收的庄稼多，但是做工的人怎么少
？As Jesus said, the harvest is plenty, but the workers are few.
所以他没有说好，你们赶快都来出来当工人，没有啊。他怎么说呢？他就你们要求主打发他的工人去说。
So he didn't say, you go out and to be the workers, but he said, instead he said, so ask the Lord of the harvest to send out workers.
为什么再一次我们看见耶稣总是要叫人先祷告等候，而不是赶紧付诸行动呢？
So why God wants us to pray first and then act?
以人的想法，明明是抢救灵魂，时间都不够了，怎么还有时间祷告？
So based on our standard, we're thinking the time is already short, so let's go out quickly.
所以祷告绝对不是浪费时间。
But pray is not a waste of time.
我常常说哈，祷告不是说没有办法中的办法，我们只好祷告了。
So I often say praying is not the way when you have no way out.
祷告是所有办法当中 最好的办法。
And then praying is the best way among all the ways.
祷告是让我专注在神的旨意，只等到我们的心能够重新与神对焦。
So through prayer, we can focus on God.
当我们能够从神得力之后，我们之后的侍奉才会有果效。
And when we receive the power and strength from Him, our work can be more effective.
否则，当我们贸然出去的结果，就会在战场上马上阵亡了。
Otherwise, if we go out without praying, and then we will be defeated.
但祷告重新得力就不一样了。圣经告诉我们。
But when we pray and regain power,
四十章三十一节，我们一起来读一遍，请。但那等候耶和华。第二方式是要得着能力，是为了要经历神的应许。
So the second one is receive power to experience God's promise.
要知道，当我们做主的见证，所凭靠的绝对不是个人的口才，不是自己的经验，也不是优异的才干，而是得到神所应许的能力。
So to witness for God does not depend on your own talent, your own experience, but God's power.
你没有神给的能力，你就做不了见证。
Without God's power, you cannot accomplish it.
在《使徒行传》当中，我们看见圣灵降临之后，使徒们陆续得到这个能力，所以他们可以勇敢的为主做见证。
So as we said in Book of Acts, when the Holy Spirit come upon all the disciples, they are full of power, and then so they can witness for the God.
例如彼得，他得到能力的时候，他可以叫那个瘸腿的可以行走。
So as Peter, when he received the power, he can make the lame walk.
所以圣经记载说，彼得看见对众百姓说：“说以色列，你为什么把这个事当作稀奇的呢？啊，为什么定睛看我，以为我们是凭自己的能力和虔诚使这人行走呢
？”As he said, "Men of Israel, why does it surprise you? Why do you stare at us as if by our own power of godliness we had this man walk?"
所以彼得就很清楚地告诉，不要以为这是我能力，是圣灵给我能力。
So that's why Peter reiterated here, it's not my power, but the power from the Holy Spirit.
可是其他人不晓得，不明白。
So other people don't understand.
使徒，其他的使徒同样也领受这样的能力。所以接下来我们可以看见，在首先第四章第七节。
And all other disciples, apostles also received this power. We can see recorded in the book of Acts 4:7.
当时的官员把这些人抓来，就是说你们是怎么样，他就站他们就做见证，啊，问我说你们用什么能力，奉谁的名做这事，他们就看见这个能力了。
So all the authority, they saw the power, so they had Peter and John brought before them and began to question them by what power you perform all these miracles.
你知道使徒行传接下来的发展。就是这个能力继续在那里发展。
And think about later, when they start to progress, is this power start to progress?
这些使徒大有能力，可以见证主。
So Acts 4:33 it says with great power.
第六章第八节，斯提凡满得恩惠能力。
And also 6:8 said, a Stephen, a man full of God's grace and power.
到第九节，保罗怎么样？越发有能力。
And also chapter 9, it says Saul grew more and more powerful.
接下来的发展我们都看见圣灵所带下来的能力，以至于他们果然按着刚刚我们说的这一节，从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极。
And also we can see later on they did carry the gospel from Israel to Judea to Samaria and to the end of the earth.
所以使徒行传是一卷没有结束的书卷。今天我们仍然在记载着圣灵的大能。
So the book of Acts is an unfinished book. It continues to record the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们是否也渴慕经历神所赐下这应许的能力，来继续为主做见证呢
？So are we eager to receive this power to witness for Him?
好，最后一个是要坚持到底。
So the last one is to complete God's plan.
所以直到地极的意思呢，就是说明了传福音要坚持到底，全力以赴，直到每一个角落。这是神的计划。
So to the end of the earth means to spread the gospel with all your strength, never give up, to till it reached every corner of the earth.
这表明神爱世人的心意。
Because God loved the world.
不会忽略任何一个人。
He will never ignore anybody.
但是我们要坚持到底。
So we need to push forward.
上帝为了拯救他所深爱的世人，他在不同的时代当中不断的兴起人，呼召人来完成他定义拯救世人的计划。
So God calls different people in different time to accomplish His plan.
为的就是使福音遍传，直到地极。
So in order for the gospel to be spread out all over till the end of the earth.
而我们有幸在这个世代当中，有机会或是说有恩典参与神爱世人的计划，我们的责任就是要忠于神的托付。
And also we are responsible to be part of God's plan.
尽我们最大的努力，并且坚持到底，将福音传到每一个角落。
And try our best and insist till the end to bring the gospel to the end of the earth.
我常常提醒自己哈，有时候灰心的时候，常常就说广传福音直到地极，容不容易？不容易哦。但是哈，这个是神的心意跟他恩典的计划，终必一定会成就的。
So I often remind myself.That to bring the gospel to the end of the earth is God's plan, and it will be done.
那假如神感动你来做，虽然你做不好，我承认能力差，做不好，但是如果你不珍惜眼前的机会参与其中，消灭那个感动，神就会另外再选召别人，结果呢，你就失去与神同工改变历史的机会。
So, if you are not responding to God's calling, and God will call others, but you will in turn lose the chance to walk with Him.
于是我们也就失去人生中最有价值、最有意义的事了。
And also, you will lose the most valuable things in your life.
你想想看，在你人生当中，无论你做任何事情，你得到任何的成就，你赚得多取再多的金钱，玩遍世界更多的地方。都会随着你的死亡而烟消云散。
Just think about, doesn't matter how successful you are, how much money you make, and how many places you have visited on the globe, they'll be all gone when you die.
但是倘若你能够参与在神伟大的计划当中，在宣教使命中坚持到底，那最后在永恒当中你会一直被纪念，那是你的一生何等的精彩，何等有意义。
But serving God to be part of His plan and be remembered in eternity, how glorious that will be.
今天我们在思想，每一天我们都在担忧关心疫情的发展。
So every day we all think about and worried about the disease.
那你的行动是什么？
And what's your action?
也许你在家里天天看盯着你的手机，在关心这些疫情的发展。
Or maybe you really pay attention to the news and then see how they progress.
顶多转发一些重要的文章，彼此提醒打气，加油，加油，要熬过去。
Or maybe sending some encouraging messages to each other.
还是你拼命的抢口罩，然后提醒自己不要出入公共场所，然后天天消毒，只要在乎自己不被感染了就好了。
Or grabbing as many as masks you can, avoiding public places to reduce the risk of being infected.
还是你愿意有更多传播正能量，分享主的爱，让这个世界更温暖。
Or you are willing to share the love of God.
也为受苦的人祈福祷告，甚至以爱心的行动，抓住任何身边的机会来为主做见证。
Or to pray for those who are suffering and show kindness and be a witness for God.
我们不一定都要跑去那个疫情灾区那里去当志工。
So we don't have to all rush to the affected areas to be volunteers.
虽然他们这些人的精神很伟大，
course,
但是我们更要明白神在我们生命中的托付。
Of course, those are important, but we have to focus on what God have planned in our lives.
做主的见证乃是神给每一个基督徒的使命。而不是可有可无的选择。
To be God's witness is our mission. It's not a choice.
那过去好多年，我一直都有参与在中国的宣教。
In the past years, I have been involving in short mission trips to China.
从两年多前开始，我们教会的宣教部也支持我们，支持我到中国去短宣。
And 2 years ago, our church also supported me to go to China.
那这几年下来发现国内的需要越来越大。
And I have noticed there are needs in China. The needs become stronger and stronger.
神给我去中国服事的感动也越来越深。
And God has moved me and urged me to be a missionary in China more and more.
尤其中国对教会的逼迫是变本加厉。
Especially recently, China is persecuting the churches.
许多教会已经被勒令 关门了。
Many churches were forced to close their doors.
就连三自教会政府所容许的也被逐渐改造。
And even the government-controlled churches are going through major changes.
你如果没有看过这视频，下次我会放给你们看。就诗班跑，教会诗班跑，穿着诗班跑唱爱国歌曲。
So they forced the choirs in the church to sing national anthem.
这是今天的三自教会。然后呢，教会内的十字架旁边要挂两个照片，一个是毛主席，一个是习近平习大大的照片。
Oh, so the cross, next to the cross, there will be two portraits. One is Chairman Mao, one is.
我怀疑他们不晓得当初挂在耶稣架十字架旁边是两个强盗。居然不知道。
It makes me wonder that they didn't know that the two hanging next to Jesus on the cross are two robbers.
目前得知还有许多家庭教会传道人他们被监禁。
And there are so many house churches leaders being arrested.
外国宣教士几乎都是被赶逐出去，刚刚我讲过。
And almost all the foreign missionaries are all driven out.
现在不准18岁以下的居民进入教会。
And also people who are under 18 are not allowed to enter church.
仿佛回到文化大革命时期，政府有意要彻底毁灭基督教。
It almost seems like they're going back to the time of Cultural Revolution. They're trying to destroy Christianity.
但是历史告诉我们，越是在逼迫中，教会越是增长，神的同在也是越是丰富。
But history told us the churches grow even faster under persecution.
这说明神要开始行成奇妙的大事。
That means God is about to do some miraculous things.
果然，我们看见过去文化大革命之后，教会在各处如雨后春笋都被建立起来了。
Of course, when we see during the Cultural Revolution time, new churches are being established very quickly, like bamboo sprouts after spring rain.
并且经历一波快速的复兴。
And also revive very fast.
而现在的逼迫也同样说明下一波教会的复兴即将来临。
And nowadays persecution represents the next wave of revival.
在过去文化大革命的时候，我还小，没机会参与，想去也去不了。
So in the past, during Cultural Revolution, I was young and I can't do anything about it.
但是现在我有机会，在我有生之年可以参与在下一波的复兴，我不想缺席。
I have opportunity to be involved to the next wave of revival, and I don't want to be absent.
可是去年一整年，我内心挣扎，因为各位对我这么好，我实在是不舍得这份感情。
So I have been struggled a lot during the past year because everyone treat me so well here, and I don't want to leave it behind.
但是最后，在经过一段很长时间的沉淀与祷告，我决定顺服神的呼召。
But after many prayers, I decided to respond to God's calling.
我已经正式跟理事会提出请求，在下个月底就辞去牧职，准备前往中国宣教。
And I have formally submitted my resignation to the church board, and my pastor position at the end of the month, prepared to go to China, for a missionary.
也许很多人会担心我的未来的安危。
So many people may worry about my safety.
但你看看那些不信的人，为着带着使命都愿意去那危险的地方，更何况我又不是要去最灾区去当炮灰，我神会给我智慧的，知道怎么样有策略的来做。
But even those who don't know the Lord are willing to lose their life to serve others.
更何况是神要亲自与我同在，我有什么好害怕的？
Not mention that God will be with me. What fear should I have?
礼拜五有谢宏文传道来到我们这里。我们知道30年前我们一起同工到各地去传福音。他现在一直是2年前来，他一回去之后就中风了，所以他去年没有来，但是他今年又来了。你看他走路这样子，他还不停，还要继续做。
So think about there's one person that been doing the missionary trip 30 years ago, but he wasn't here last year because he was sick, but he showed up this year, and he was limping.
那我知道我们当中上两年前来说，我们给他一笔很大的奉献，所以他打造了一部这个舞台车，到处去传福音，又带领好多人信主。
And also, because the support of our church, he will be able to have some transportation, and he's been everywhere spread the gospel.
但是今年他那个车呢又开始不行了，所以他要再买一个更大的车，要去传福音到更多的地方。
And then this year he had bigger plans to go to different places.
他每年都可以带领超过千人信主，你看看他的这个侍奉的果效。
And every year he can bring thousands of people to Christ.
那我每次看到他我都很受激励哈，所以我觉得我也要勇敢的来往前走。
So every time when I saw him, I was greatly encouraged, and that made me to make the decision to move forward.
所以我请你们为我祷告，因为我相信我不会孤单。
So please pray for me so that I will not be alone.
在前方打仗跟后方祷告都一样重要。
So to fight in the frontier and to pray for those who are fighting, they're both important.
我也希望你们以后能够成为我的后盾跟支持，到时候我们所结的果子，你们一样跟我都有份。
And may you be my support and share the harvest.
虽然我们在不同的岗位，但是我相信全心投入在做主的见证行列都在这当中。
However, we serve God in different places, but we still can do it hand in hand.
一同将主的福音传到地极。只等到我们将来见主面的时候，我们都没有后悔。你们说好不好？
Till bring to be God witness to the end of the earth.
好，最后我们一起来唱这首，赶快转。